many people, many communities. I can speak on behalf of Bangla community and the Bengali community really likes it. Maybe hopefully we can really go forward with this in the future. And thank you very much, Amir. Thank you very much, Pao and Nick.
Thank you very much, Amir, Paul and Nick. Thanks for being with us and sharing your knowledge with us. We are going closer towards the closing session. And now, today is International Mother Language Day. So we have a session, we will talk about International Mother Language, and Shabab will talk about this. He's going to speak now. Before that, I will quickly introduce Shabab. He is a Wikipedian, Bangla Wikimedian, and he is also the president of Wikimedia Bangladesh. He is going to talk about International Mother Language Day, the love for language, and the soul and the sound of silence. So over to you, Shabab, for your talk.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. I hope you can see my screen now. So yes, today is the International Mother Language Day, and the International Mother Language Day as a Bangladeshi is very important for us and it's very emotional for us. So this session will not be very technical. It will be very lighthearted and just have some fun. Okay, so who am I? I'm the native speaker of an Indian language that is called Bangla. Also, it is referred as Bengali in British English. But we call it Bangla. I'm a Wikimedian, and I have been a Wikimedian since 2010. I'm one of the founding members of Wikimedia Bangladesh chapter, and I'm the chief cheerleader of WMBD, also known as the president. So International Mother Language Day, it was first announced by UNESCO and on the 17th November 1999 and formally recognized by the UN by the year 2002. And on the 7th, 2007, it becomes the part of the bigger UN initiative to promote and preservation and protection of all languages used by the people of the world. Okay. So this year, the International Mother Language Day 2021, the theme for this year is fostering multilingualism for inclusion in education and society. And Wikipedia is doing very good on that. And we have been contributing to that cause quite a few years now. Even if you are following the language track that we have been saying for last 3-4 sessions, this is all about the multilingualism and the cherishing the language of your language and the other language as well. In Bangladesh, International Mother Language Day actually have a different significance because many of you, most probably all of our Indian friends, you are all already aware about the International Mother Language Day, actually the language movement day in Bangladesh in the year 1952. There was a language movement we call it Bengali language movement or Bangla language movement. And on that day, we stood together and we stood very firmly against the oppression. And we wanted to protect our language, our right to use our language as official language as well. So International Mother Language Day can be maybe observing 2002 and something like that, but we have been observing the Language Movement Day for many, many years. And this is a very significant event in Bangladesh, the history of Bangladesh. And we are very, very much as emotional and sentimental about this thing. So on the Etherpad, I also linked a few articles on Wikipedia. So you can go to the Wikipedia and learn more about that. So we have been, these questions are philosophical questions. This session means to be very kind of self-realizing or exploring the same points that we have been working together. It's nothing new to you, it's nothing new to us. It's just a reminder because why we are working on our own language. So if we ask about what is language means to us, language is just not a medium of a communication or something like that. This is the important part of our culture. Language is a part of our identity, and language is a part of our emotional values. And I can say it for Bangladesh. So the word Bangladesh, Desh means country, and Bangla means the language, Bangla. So essentially, Bangladesh is the country where the people talks in Bangla and cherish the Bangla culture. So then the question, what is love? The burning questions of the universe. And today's pop culture, every other year, some pop star releases a song about what is love, what is love. And many much more poets and scientists, many people have been actually exploring what is love, asking themselves what is the definition of love and things like that. So I'm not a philosopher. I'm not a. I consider myself as a commoner, with some common sense. And common sense, actually, I understand that love is just not a word. It's more than that. So love, love can be seasonal. Love can be eternal. We have been observing so much day, so many days, like specialized days. And for 1 or 2 days, we have been cherishing the love and other things. And then the rest of the year, we do not care about that. But there is another type of love that is an eternal love, and that love comes from within. There can be a selective love for the selective things, and there can be an universal love that we can be universally inclusive with. So on my definition, this is extremely my definition. So the love for language, as I understand that eternal and universal love for language. So we love our language, we cherish our language, we dream in our native language. And also when a nightmares come, we also, when the nightmares come also on our native language. So native language is very close to our heart and very, very endearing to us. Love is a meaningless word if not backed up with positive actions or good words. So if we just say ourselves that we love this, we love that, but we do not mean it, or our actions doesn't match up with that, yes, this is something else. It is not love. Again, disclaimer, this is entirely my own interpretation. You can disagree with that also. So about language, when we entered the digital era, the early struggles of maximum Indic language and some small Indic language also is struggling with this. At the digital era, at the beginning of that, we had lack of tools. There was delayed adoption on technology. People wasn't very friendly with devices and things like that. And another thing, where when we have some kind of tool, it was hard to create an awareness and motivate people to use that the technology was available. I can speak for the Bangla community or Bangla language. We were the late adopter of Unicode system, both in national level and personal level. And there was a trend, which was a very bad trend, according to us, that we started, for the lack of technology, we started writing Bangla on different, like and with the English alphabet and things like that. And that way, at that moment, we felt, we means a few young people like me and you, we felt that this should not be happening. We should use our own language with our own alphabets and literature. We need to cherish our own culture. So Bangla language, you already know, this is the second most spoken language in South Asia, according to the number of native speaker. And this is the seventh most spoken language in the world, in the whole world. So early struggle, as I was talking about, it was the same, almost the same of the other Indic languages. There was the same issues, but somehow we actually overcome that. Okay, so. Next slide. Again, love is a very, very vague term. If that does not match up with your positive action or good work, so we need to express our love through our actions, through our good works. And changes happens mostly by the youth, and this is the one of the most thing that happens like in every society and every community. What happens, the change happens mostly by the youth, the people who are not afraid to experience new things. They are not afraid to fail, and they do not have a stiff mindset. So youth is a big part of the Wikimedia journey, I guess. And in Bangla community also, we have lots and lots of young Wikipedians who are very promising. They're very young at age, but their writing, you cannot just by reading their text, you cannot distinguish between the age of this. They're really, really mature. So for love, we need some actions. So what should be the actions? Someone's uncle said, real love comes with great responsibilities. Well, someone's uncles must be someone's uncles. So yeah, the real love for language, that really comes with great responsibilities. And definitely what we need more contributors in our wiki projects. And I believe this is truth for every community, because there are lots and lots of work yet to be done. We need to encourage people more and more to come to the Wikimedia movement and contribute within their languages and contribute to the sum of the knowledge, and make the knowledge accessible not only on a different language, but also accessible to specifically on their native languages. So ways of engaging more contributors, these are very, very, copybook things. We need to do awareness. We all know that we need to do more trainings. Definitely, we need to motivate people over and over again. So these are really things. So in Bangla community, we also have been doing some awareness work. We have been doing trainings and motivations, and sometimes for real cause, and sometimes for real constraints and limitations, and sometimes for the sake of innovation, we innovate a lot of things, and we tried a lot of other tactics and things like that to motivate people, because after the awareness and training part, we have been seeing a drop on active Wikipedians in Bangla Wikipedia very frequently. So we also do some motivation works on our country. So my experience actually based on Bangla community, that's why Bangla is coming over and over again. So in Bangla community, we have been doing some innovative things. Those who have been joining on the international conferences might also already know about this, because this is one of the traditional programs that in Bangladesh, Wikimedia Bangladesh do, that is called Ekushe Wiki Gathering. So the Ekushe means 21st, and Ekush means the 21, and Ekushe means 21st in Bangla. And on as I was saying, that International Mother Language Day, actually the language movement day, the National Language Movement Day in Bangladesh. And we have been, there is two part. One part we mourn about our martyrs, and the other part we actually celebrate the language and celebrate the freedom of speech, and celebrate that and express our love to that. So usually what happens, people actually goes outside, and there is a kind of a festive mode during this day in our country. So we started doing some wiki gatherings on public places. So it started from 2007, and it started with only one city, and then it spread to many, many cities. And even on 2019, it even happened in China. So what is Ekushe Wiki Gathering? This is an yearly awareness program that we do. And on the 21st February each year, the Wikimedians gather in public places. They hold a banner on their hand and stand there in silence. And the banner says, "Come contribute to Bangla Wikipedia." So sounds very weird, right? Why on public place people will be standing with banner and saying nothing to anyone, not preaching, not explaining people what is Bangla, what Bangla Wikipedia is. So what's the point of this awareness program? So you're right. If it was a vocal event, there was a certain type of people who will be listening to us and then forget us completely, because they will think, most of the time they think that we are trying to sell something to them. But we found that sometimes silence can be more powerful than sound, and this is the result. So this is the picture of Wiki Gathering, and in this Wiki Gathering, this is the we have a book fair that happens every year on the month of February, and this is a very big event in Bangladesh. And in before in front of Wiki, a book fair, we stand there and we preach people. We just stand there. We do not preach anything. There are some banners, and all people are just standing in line in silence. So what's the result for that one? So this happens when this kind of events happens. So people are actually noticing, and some people comes and they grab a picture and they take a picture of the banner so they can go home and search about Bangla Wikipedia, and they find that there is something called Bangla Wikipedia where you can also get the knowledge, and you can also contribute to this some of the knowledge. And we have been, this program have been very successful here in terms of having long-term Wikipedians, because there in Bangla community there are incidents that some people got engaged with that so much that they became some kind of internationally recognized Wikipedians at some point of time. So this program is very, very, very special to us. So here again, we are standing there, and you can see every kind of people from different age, different background. We just stand there silently, and that silence is the has the louder voice than anything. So this happened. So this became very viral and very popular in among the Bangla community. Okay, what is happening? I can hear some background noise. Just a second. I think there is some technical difficulties around that.
Please go on. We are sorting it out.
Okay. So what happened in 2019? There was some exchange student in the Changsha University in China, in Hunan, China. And they actually they got very inspired, and they want to be inclusive with our programs and things like that. So they started their campaign on 21st of February there. So this happened on China also, though it looks like the Chinese people are not very how they can understand Bangla. They do not, but they are also Wikipedians, and they are actually Chinese Wikipedians. So yeah, so that kind of solidarity actually brings motivates us very, very well. So interesting, right? You can also join us and try it next year, maybe when the pandemic is over. And yes, we can together celebrate the language day, International Mother Language Day together. And definitely in South Asia, Indic language can actually need some collaboration. So we need to increase the inner collaboration between the language in South Asia. And also, universal love for all languages, that means love your language and also love others' language, love to have your rights, and also you need to protect other people's life and facilitate them. If you were in a position where you can facilitate others, we should be doing that and help others to grow as Well, so that ends my keynote speech. I hope if you I hope that you followed along well, and if you get some inspiration from this, it's all your credit. And it if it bores you that the complete failure is mine, I'm sorry for that.